This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Four men on the autism spectrum are taking the nation's comedy circuit by storm. The troupe is called Asperger's Are Us, and whatever thoughts their name may conjure, they have no interest in poking fun at Asperger's or making light of their behavioral differences. They get on stage every night to enjoy one another's company, and they hope that their absurd and satirical sketches will make the audience laugh as well. The troupe will be coming to DSI in Chapel Hill next Wednesday, but first they join me for conversation. Asperger's Are Us is Noah Britton, New Michael Injimi, Ethan Finland, and Jack Hankey. Welcome, all of you. Good to have you on the program.
Thanks.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hola.
Noah.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. Very well, thank you. Noah, let me talk with you first. You met in a summer camp, right? And you were a counselor there where the three other guys were campers. Can you tell us a bit about that meeting in the camp and how you guys decided to come together?
When I was 22, I'd never known anyone else who was diagnosed with Asperger's. I had just been diagnosed a couple years earlier. That was the first time I'd heard of it, and I really wanted to meet other people on the spectrum. First, I turned to the internet, which went great. I found a bunch of Aspies that way, and then I got the job at the camp because I really didn't want anyone else to have to go through the confusion I had faced as a teenager. And as soon as I met these guys and a bunch of others, you know, who were 12, I was like, these are my people. Essentially, it's like if you grew up in Japan and suddenly, you know, you'd never met anyone else who came from your culture in your whole life. Like, essentially, if you practiced one culture but no one else you'd ever met fit you culturally, that's what it's like growing up as an Aspie when you've never met any other Aspies. So I finally found my people that I could connect with that could be as silly and random, and these guys were some of the funniest in the group, and I kept working with them as their counselor for 5 years, and then when they got out of the troop, we started the troupe 6 years ago, and these guys and I've all been making jokes together for 10 years now.
And it was the kind of thing where you guys realized right off the bat you were funny and somebody said, hey, we should be a comedy team kind of right away?
It was a year or two, you know, they were 12, so they were a little immature. They had some bad jokes in them, as we all still do. But
he's mostly projecting.
But anyway, they very quickly became, you know, some of my favorite people and really just cracked me up all the time. And we'd all crack each other up. And, you know, it was sort of an anarchic, beautiful way of people just getting to hang out and be themselves, where we really never had anywhere to do that before. And so then when the troupe started, it was, okay, now let's take this to the next level. Here we are.
Well, let's talk about how you did that, because, New Michael, you are intentional about not poking fun at Asperger's. Can you talk about that?
Many of the headline writers for the newspapers and stuff we've been in before have got that wrong and have written that Asperger's or Us is about poking fun at autism, or for these four guys, Asperger's is just a big joke, which was... I forget, what was it, USA Today or the Boston Globe? I don't know. But we were, but they often get that wrong and assume stuff about us that our humor comes from, you know, making fun of people with Asperger's and not just the fact that we all have Asperger's and enjoy our sense of humor.
Well, there's another. I think, a way in which you don't want to associate yourselves, and I'm thinking of The Big Bang Theory, because here is a series that has characters who are not necessarily socially adept, and that's the premise of the show. I'm gonna play a clip, and I want to let you know. I'm gonna ask you kind of what you heard and what you're trying to avoid in this kind of comedy. Let's listen to a clip from The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, Sheldon.
Who is it?
It's me, Sheldon, Mrs. Wolowitz.
That's not my mom. It's Bernadette.
Really? That's very unsettling.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hi.
What's up?
It just occurred to me that I never formally congratulated you on your pending nuptials, so I hopped on the first bus and hightailed it down here to shake your hand. Put her there, you old so-and-so.
Well, I'm gonna see you at work in 12 hours. Don't you think it could have waited until then?
Holy smoke, why didn't I think of that? You're a better man than I, Howard Wolowitz. You put her there, you son of a gun.
And there's a clip from the CBS show Big Bang Theory. I'm here with the comedy troupe Asperger's R Us, who are going to be at DSI in Chapel Hill next Wednesday. So, New Michael, what do you hear in that clip that you're trying not to do?
Laugh tracks, first of all. I think that's pretty stupid. Comedy without any jokes.
I really didn't get that joke where the doorbell rang and then there was a big laugh. That one really didn't come across well.
Well, I think they were laughing about his presence, which is another thing with that character in particular. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, yeah, he's funny because he acts weird and he's obviously supposed to be on the spectrum or have something very similar.
Yeah.
So that really is, you know, mocking someone for their condition. And an analogy we use a lot is that it's like sort of like blackface, to be perfectly blunt, you know.
Or minstrel shows.
Same
idea of just, look, let's make fun of how people genuinely are. And that's, you know, that's mean. Mean and not funny.
A lot of comedy can come from, like, breaking the rules of social situations, but they're doing it wrong because they're more like they're laughing at the thing.
Yeah. And you take that on kind of frontally at the top of your bit, at the top of your show. I want to play a clip from the beginning of at least one of your shows where you sort of address some of this with your audience. Let's listen.
Oh, really great to... Glad to be here at this comedy show tonight.
Yeah, it's great to support people with disabilities by just throwing your money at them.
Yeah, I mean, I never actually befriended them in real life, but it feels great.
No.
It feels great to support them, though. Yeah, you know, I heard it's pretty funny, too.
At least it'll alleviate our prejudice and help our guilt complex.
Cliff from the comedy troupe Asperger's R Us on tour. They're going to be at DSI in Chapel Hill next Wednesday. So let's talk about that a little bit, Noah, because to some extent you can't, you have to deal with the fact that that's, I mean, it's in your name, for goodness sake. So it's some aspect of the show and not others. So tell us about that and about that opening.
Well, we're kind of embarrassed about the laugh track. We didn't mean for them to put that in, although it did sound more authentic than the one in The Big Bang Theory.
No, that was just us here. We just all we put that in ourselves. We just all sat around.
Oh, that was a good
producers
joke.
As them.
So. A little curveball you threw at us.
The, I mean, honestly, the name Asperger's R Us was something that we chose pretty haphazardly. I think, like the kids in the hall on the Lonely Island, all of them have said if we had it to do over again, we would have picked a different name. Uh-huh. You know, we probably would have just been called like the Autistic Comedians or something like that. But the The fact that I'll tell you this story as quickly as I can. After our first show ever, we submitted a listing to the local paper for our next show, and they said, hey, we'd love to do an interview, which surprised us. We didn't think anyone would be interested outside of our friends, so we said, sure, let's do the interview. And that interview got published and just kind of blew up all over the country. It was reprinted in Louisiana, even though it was for a show in Salem, Massachusetts. And a bunch of other places. And as soon as that article came out, I knew everyone who sees this is going to think, oh, this is a great way to support people who need help. And, you know, we really want to come there out of pity and to make ourselves feel good that we're helping like a charitable cause, which is not at all what we are, nor have we ever wanted to be that. We want to be respected as comedians, and we want to reach the people who have our very... very absurd sense of humor. And, you know, if that's not your thing, don't feel like you have to come. We're happy to have you come. We'll take your money, but don't feel like you have to come.
Yeah, buy a t-shirt or two at the after the show.
Right. But we love people who love our work. That's who we're here for. We aren't here for charity.
So let's hear a sample of that right now. This is the bubble wrap sketch. Let's listen.
Honey, can you come in here, please?
What is it, baby?
I got some big news.
Yeah?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, wow. That's really, really amazing news.
I know. I think we're ready.
I'm pretty shocked. But I have some news, too.
Yeah?
It's going to make your news doubly amazing. I'm bubble wrap. I'm not a person. I'm just a big wad. When you walk down the street and you think we're holding hands, everyone else just sees you carrying a big wad.
What about the numerous times we've been lost?
You should probably wash or replace it. So again, we're not really having this conversation. You're imagining everything I'm saying. I'm not a person. I'm just bubble wrap.
Wait a minute. If our kids have you, then it might be a wrapper.
Or a bubble. Sorry to burst your bubble, but I could not have gotten you pregnant because I'm not a man. I'm just bubble wrap.
Then where did this baby come from?
When a man and a woman love each other very much.
That's a clip from the comedy troupe Asperger's Are Us. They're on tour. They're going to be at DSI in Chapel Hill next Wednesday. Well, Jack, Hanke, let me ask you about how each of you bring your particular interests into, or maybe obsessions, into the comedy. How does the writing take place?
Well, we don't really none of us knows how to write very well. So we normally have our fifth member do sort of the writing process for us, but he's not allowed to speak right now.
He dumped ice cream all over the mic, so we had to kick him out.
Yeah, he's waiting in the hall
it's
right
just
now.
Disgusting.
We call him Literate Man, for short.
We took off his clothes too. We're sorry you can't see it.
Yeah, although it's not a very attractive sight. It's ice cream everywhere.
Yeah, he got it all over his graduation gown, which he wears all the time.
Inexplicably.
Yeah. He's giving us bunny ears right now. He's really upset.
But quickly
and
about
just knocked me out of the chair.
About that bubble wrap sketch. Online we usually title it "I'm Pregnant" because calling it bubble wrap kind of spoils the punchline a little bit. It's hard to hear me saying I'm pregnant. So that's why we do that.
Yeah, and we'll have to do that. That's our fault. Yeah. That's twice now. That's twice now we messed up for you.
Yeah, and you put in the laugh track again. What was up with that?
That's okay. It's kind
there
of
it is
it's,
again.
It's kind of
you
this
messed
is,
up also by having us on the air.
No. This is we're enjoying this. This is kind of like Monty Python meets Fire Sign Theater or something. I mean, it's really it's out there.
Thanks.
I don't know the second reference.
Yeah.
Okay, it's before your time.
It's well before your time.
Mine too.
And frankly,
the Neolithic era.
Not as funny. let's talk, New Michael. How has your style and approach has it changed much since you've really had to take the stage and work this stuff out in front of people?
Well, when I got started out, I was 18 and didn't really know much of what I was doing. I had always been. I always like jokes and making jokes and making the class laugh, but I didn't really have like much of an analytical approach to writing comedy. And my worst writing is much better than it was before. My best is about the same, I think.
I want to jump in and say that New Michael is a influence on me, and growing up, he came up with. He doesn't like when I mention this, but I think he should be very proud of this. He came up with some of the funniest stuff that I've ever heard, like the Safety album by Elton John, which is not a real album by Elton John, but is just New Michael screaming safety instructions.
Stay close to an adult. Don't run near the pool.
And then he released this on YouTube as new album by Elton John, the Safety album sneak peek, and put the whole record on there. It's just 8 minutes of him yelling for 10 seconds at a time, and I laughed so hard. I played the entire thing the day he recorded it to everyone in the camp, even though the other counselors were like, "This is boring. You need to stop." And I was like, "This is so uncontrollably funny." I was crying, and these guys all crack me up. We all crack each other up. So I'm blessed. This is the best job anyone could ever have.
See, that bit was very Fire Sign Theater. I recommend you look it up after the interview, and then
you'll
that'll be your little foray into the 60s, which, frankly, you don't have to spend a lot of time there.
Oh, no. We can wait 40 years for the 60s. No, can't wait quite that long, only 30 years.
There's a documentary that premiered about you guys at South by Southwest this year. What is it like?
Really?
That's awesome.
Well, you know this stuff. So what's it like to get this kind of attention?
Well, we're excited for the film. It should be out on Netflix in the fall, and we're hoping that it opens more doors for us. We enjoyed being funny in it, and we want to tell everybody that if you want to see us at our funniest, come see us live. The documentary focuses more on our personal stories than on the comedy, so if you want to spend money on something, come to our show.
The documentary would have been funnier, but we all kept messing up our lines.
That's true. I spent years working to be cast in it, you know.
We're very offended they didn't cast us in it. We feel like we would have been the best qualified characters for it.
Yeah. I was played by Chris Tucker. Go ahead.
I see. You also host a Q&A at the end of every show. Tell us a bit about that and how that idea came about and what kind of questions you get.
People are always asking us questions. And a lot of times, you know, people come to our shows wanting to know more about autism, even though we are a comedy troupe. So, and this is a good chance for us to, you know, answer their questions and also make a lot of jokes during the Q&A for us to be kind of free form, right?
It's a lot of fun, yeah. And we're okay at ad-libbing. I'd say we're good at ad-libbing, so we're perfectly happy to do a Q&A, and it's a lot of people's favorite part.
So what's the question you always get, and what was the one question while you're thinking about that one, the one question that really surprised you, you only heard once, and you thought, oh, that really is a good question?
The one we always get is Jack single?
And the answer is yes.
Yes, he's the cute one.
We don't get that often. Now, one question we honestly always get is, why do you guys think Asperger's is funny? Or, like, don't you like Sheldon Cooper? And we just, like, goodbye, next. Oh, here's one we want to say that we don't like hearing. I don't have a question. I just want to say you're all so courageous for this.
Yeah. Oh.
And we want to emphasize, you know,
we're all cowards.
Would you say that to Jerry Seinfeld if you saw him doing a show? Like, of course not. You know, the courageous thing he's doing is getting up on stage. We're doing the same thing. Why is what we're doing any more courageous than that?
Yeah, I bring a horn to every Q&A in case somebody asks a question like that I can blow as loudly as I can. That's his answer.
It's actually a conch shell, and it's because it's conch dissension.
Yeah, it was going to be the conch shell, but I lost that somewhere, so now it's just a regular horn.
Oh, well.
You know, Jerry Seinfeld would be courageous if he did it half-naked in a graduation gown with ice cream.
Maybe. I think people would like that.
What about...
Yeah,
so
I mean, when I wore my graduation gown for the movie, I was fully clothed.
Let me ask you if you've gotten... I want to ask you about the other questions you've gotten, but you've said, you know, this is not charity, it's not about being courageous, it's about being funny. But do you think that you've brought some attention, kind of almost as a side effect of what you do? And you know, how do you feel about that?
We're really proud that we can help people with Asperger's who maybe are hopeless. To me, it's so impossible to imagine someone sitting there saying, oh, I could never do that. I'd love to perform, but I just couldn't. Like, of course you can. Anyone can do anything. You know, it's so sad when I see people who don't have the self-confidence to be able to say, I can go do something. Of course you could do what we can. Anyone with Asperger's can do what we can. You can't do exactly the way we do it. You might not be as funny as we are, but of course you can set up a show. Anyone can do that. And it's always really sad for me when I hear people say, like, oh, you're my hero. I can never do what you do. Like, do it. Just do it, you know? Be funny. Please, we want more Aspie-centric humor out there, like Airplane and Monty Python. And, you know, that's why we started this troupe. So please, if you're funny, keep it up. Do more hilarious stuff.
Great to talk with. Well, it's good.
We love it.
And we love having you on the show. Thanks so much. The four-member comedy troupe Asperger's Are Us, Jack Hankey, New Michael Injimi, Noah Britton, and Ethan Finland. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Troupe's going to be at DSI in Chapel Hill next Wednesday, 7 o'clock. You can find out more about the tour, the documentary, and the show at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a conversation with Lar Lubavitch, the original staging director for Sondheim's Into the Woods, and more. Stay tuned.